Orlando Democratic Senator Darren Soto says he filed the bill because of a woman in his district.
Essentially, she had a dispute with her mother, and the law enforcement officer allowed the mother to serve as an interpreter, and this caused some miscommunication for Ms. Vasquez to be actually detained, and they charged her with resisting arrest and battering a law enforcement officer, and they took away her daughter.
Soto says she got her daughter back only after agreeing to a plea deal.
And it really highlighted the potential for disastrous interactions between law enforcement officers and deaf Floridians when the officer may not be familiar with the right protocols to interact in this situation.
Soto says he's heard other similar stories, so he filed a bill to help deaf Floridians.
My bill creates ID cards. It also establishes protocols and training for law enforcement dealing with and approaching deaf Floridians, and it requires for contracting with certified interpreters as well as utilizing interpreters as soon as possible, ideally during the arrest.
Under Soto's bill, the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles is required to create a form so a deaf person can apply for an ID and a placard for the car. Orlando Democratic Representative Victor Torres, the bill's House sponsor, says the measure also establishes a database for deaf Floridians who drive.
That's basically it, you know, to help the individuals out there who are deaf, who are driving around, and we want them to make sure that they have this protection, and the officers as well. You don't want to have officers misinterpreting because they felt that they're being ignored by the person. No, we need to have them be aware of this.
And as a former law enforcement officer, Torres says he's seen this type of system work, not just in situations when deaf people are facing arrest.
Being from law enforcement, from New York City Transit Police, we used to we got training on it, and we had cards that gave us simple hand signs, you know, just in the beginning. So this way, if you're aiding somebody, if they're injured, or you can get basic information and talk to them through having that knowledge.
Both Torres and Soto filed measures last year, but they never had a hearing. Soto says he's gotten a commitment from Senate President Andy Gardner as a disability advocate to get his bill heard in 2016. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.